This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, it's Friday, which for some people means it is casual Friday. Maybe a button-down shirt and some khakis. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has the strange story of how that became the casual Friday uniform.
Our story starts in 1966, when the Hawaiian garment industry was trying to sell more shirts. Their answer?
It's Aloha Friday.
No work till Monday.
Mufi Hanuman, the former mayor of Honolulu, was a kid when Aloha Fridays first launched. He says what began as a gimmick to wear Hawaiian shirts to the office once a week became a cultural statement.
Don't take yourself too seriously and don't get caught up in the rat race. Relax.
Cut to the recession of the early 1990s. Aloha Fridays had drifted to the mainland in the form of casual Fridays, and they'd become a perfect no-cost perk for strapped companies trying to make their employees feel more relaxed. Just not too relaxed.
We found when guys shed their coats and ties.
Rick Miller was doing PR for the Levi's brand Dockers back then.
People were showing up in the Hawaiian print shirt or sandals and shorts. Frankly, there were concerns on the part of management that work might become too much fun.
What management saw as a concern, Levi's saw as a way to save itself. Jean sales were slowing now that baby boomers were getting older. So in 1992, Miller's team had an idea. They printed up a guide to casual business wear and sent it to 25,000 human resource managers across the country.
That showed different business casual looks.
And surprise, a lot of them involved Dockers.
Like how to match a button-down with a pair of Dockers and a nice pair of loafers.
Dockers sponsored in-office fashion shows and a hotline for dress code emergencies. Soon, they were everywhere.
Dockers was considered revolutionary.
Terry Agins writes in her book, The End of Fashion, about visiting an executive at Alcoa and being shocked by his outfit.
Slacks, cashmere V-neck sweater. Looked like he was there like on a Saturday, but actually this was a regular work day.
Of course, 20 years later, Dockers doesn't seem quite as revolutionary. Jennifer Say is a VP for global marketing at Dockers.
We're aware. We've become the uniform of the cubicle dweller, the guy who doesn't care.
But she says they're fighting that stigma with something called the Alpha Khaki. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.